Shalom, sweetest friends. This should be a special host for every more of you, Marazi Sheyichu. For Simcha ben Nechagito, the Mishnah says, and Daf Chaf Hamid Beis and Bav Mitzia, Matzah, if a person finds an object, Begal or Bekosel Yashan, in a pile of stones from a wall that fell, or in an old wall in the house, Harelu Shalo, it's his. Mar explains why. Because the finder could say, he can say that these belong to the Amorites that were in Eretz Israel before Kibush Yehoshua, and Mamela, it's not yours. And then the Gemara continues and says, Atu Amorim Mitzani, Yisrael Amitzani, what? Only the Amorites hide things, not Jews? Maybe the Balabais put it there. And says the Gemara, Lo Tzricha Deshasich Tfei. It's talking about where it's very rusty, it was there for a long time. And the vadai that the balabos didn't leave it there for such a long time, so we assume that it belongs to the Amorites who came before, and memela, it belongs now to the finder and not to the homeowner. Ad kan zachinu lelmod sugyat hagmara. Baruch Hashem. Rashi says, "Shiyach lomer lo lebalagal lebalakosel." What does it mean, Shiyachal Omerlo? When it says in the Gemara, Shiyachal Omerlo, he could say to the owner of the heap, or the owner of the wall. So we see that it's talking about where there's a bailim, there is an owner to this heap of stones, or to the wall, V'afal Pichein, Harei Ushalo, belongs to the finder, and not to the bailim. And it's definitely talking about where the bailim, Taina, that they were the ones who put it in, or it's Yerusha from their avos, because if they only say that the Matmon is Shalahem, that this hidden object is there, it's out to Kinyan Chotzer. So why do we have to say that Areo Shalom, because he could say Shalom Ariyam Haim? Belav Achein Chatzer Okona. Like the Rishonim write a number of reasons for this, in the Rosh, in the Shittim Kubetzis, in the Rambam, they give reasons why here Chatzer Ain Okona. So, Memela, we understand that that wouldn't be a good Taina. So it must be that a Taina is that it's his. He doesn't have to say Shalom Oriyam Hem. You can just say, you can just take it. So the fact that he has to say Shalom Oriyam Hem, it must be that the Balabayit is Taina, Taina is that it's him. That it's his. And nevertheless, the finder can take it because he can say Shalom Oriyam Hem. But, says Marino Agon, Renasin Kishtet, and Sechat Sadik Livrocha, we have to understand why Be'emes can the finder say that it belongs to the Amorites? The Balagal and Kaisel is Muchzak in this Matmon. See, even though it doesn't have a Din Chatzer. That it would allow him to be called a Din Chatzer. As the Rishonim write a number of reasons for this. Tosis says, for example, that Ein Chatzer Kona B'dav Shiyachol Yod Shalem Sen Elo Elam. Chatzer isn't Kona if you might never find it. That's one reason. So this reason is only effective to say that the chatzer isn't kone. Seder. There's no kinyan chatzer. The Rosh says it's asi liyado kodim yeyush. It's be sur asi liyade. And therefore it's not kone. If it's before yeyush, it's be sur asi liyade. It came into his hand be isur. And there's no kinyan. So it also, that's only that there's no kinyan chotzer. But vadai sha'gal ve'akoysel have a reshuso v'chatzer v'shel abaylim. It's his reshus, it's his chotzer. V'nim tishu muchzok b'matmon zeh. So kum tois that he's muchzok in this matmon. See, even though the finder took it from the reshus and the chazok of the baylim, let's say that his tfisa isn't effective because the baylim have a chazok k'maisa. The baylim have the original chazok. And the Motzei has no chazok on this matmon. Ptsos and Simon Reish Beis, Sifkot Zayin says that a chotzer shein a mishtamer, even though it's not kona, nevertheless he's muchzok. Chotzer shein a mishtamer is also his rishus, just not kona. It's not like yado, but it's rishuso, ayin sham. Bayin b'shev shmaitze b'shmaitze da'al perik yud gimel b'zeh. And if so, even though this person found the matmon and now he's muchzok, But let him be like somebody who's Tofes Shelo Birshus, because the Bailam are Muchsek B'matmon before him, is Munach Birshusam. So why is his Schus, the Schus of the Motzek, greater than the Schus of the Bailam? So the MS, Rabbi Kiveger, was Omid on this Nakuda, and his Chedushin above Metzia Chavav Ein Sham. The Chor Nira, we could say as follows, that the Gemara asks, says Rav Nosson, Otu Amorai Matzni, Yisroel Mlo Matzni. Do Amorites hide and Jews don't hide? O Mechetzi Olefnim Amai Shalom, Arei Balabais Zeh, Mishtamish Bozeh Kamashanim. So why the half, the inner half, why does it belong to the finder? The Balabais used it for a number of years. Mishani, and for the Gemara, Lo Tzricha D'Shosich Tfei, Rashi says, Helu Chaluda Rabo. It's talking about where it's very rusty. The Kulehai Lo Shavikli, he doesn't leave it for that long. So it must be it doesn't belong to him. Zokten Amukhe Yosef. Shelo Chaluda Rabo, Vayumi Bala Koisa Lo Haya, Lo Havi Shavik Leho, Kulehai. That has a lot of rust, and if it belonged to the owner of the kosel, he wouldn't have left it there for so long. Like Rashi, so mavur midvareim, that it's not the derech of a person to hide his possessions for so long that they become rusty. V'ilu hayashalo, if it were his, really, he would take it out from time to time and use it. Or at least to remove the rust. And if it was inherited, he also would have taken it out from time to time. So since Shasich Tfei, we have a raya that not the Balabais didn't put it there. I maybe belonged to his avos and he didn't know about it. So it's a davar rachuk lichora. They never told him about this matmon in the wall. However, we have not yet completely explained this topic, because b'mishnah amru matzah b'koysel chadosh mechetzi aluchut shaloi mechetzi v'lefnim shel balabayis. If he found it in a koysel chadosh, this is all a koysel yashan. If he found it in a koysel chadosh, the outer half is shaloi, the inner half is the balabayis's. Rashi says, "We assume that somebody from the Rishus HaRabim put it there, and he had forgotten. He forgot that even though we say stuff earlier on, that if maybe he placed it there, you shouldn't take it. And this is a vada hinuach. Here he definitely placed it. Hamuk mina masnisen." And she says, we establish our Mishnah b'Gemara the Shasich Tvei. Talking about where it's very rusty, v'dika yeish b'ilim, where there's yeish. It doesn't belong to the original b'ilim. Umavur, that also in the Seifa, we're talking about Shasich Tvei. Aybazoi, mikenfregin. Why is Michetzu l'fnim shel balabayis? Why don't we say the same svara? That it belonged to the Balabais, he wouldn't leave it there for so long. And the fact that it's rusty, it's much that it doesn't belong to the Balabais. The Ramban writes in his Chedushim, and the Shita quoted without the Ramban, writes Varashi Piresh, the Masnisa Mishasich, Mishum Yeish Bailin, Perish the Perusho, Lob the Shasich Tveish, Kevin Chibukoiso Chodesh, Lab Memorimu. So he says, what does it mean, shasich, it's rusty in this yeyush? What he means is, not that very rusty, only a little bit rusty. It's in a new wall, and therefore we know that it doesn't belong to the Amorites. What does he mean? That the Resha, where he found it in a pile of stones, in a heap of stones, and a kosel yashan, is talking about where it's very rusty. And that's much that it doesn't belong to the Balabayis. Because if it would, he wouldn't have left it there for so long that it should become so rusty, and therefore we assume it belonged to the Amorites. The Sefer is talking about where it's a new wall, where it's only a little bit rusty, and therefore mechetzi lechutz. It's his, since it's a little bit rusty, it's not yotze mechlal iser of hinuach, that a person, if it's placed there, he shouldn't touch it. Since it's a little bit rusty, there must be yesh bailim. It's not the way of people in Rishas Harabim to hide their chafotzim and their friends' kaitzel for such a long time, until it even gets rusty and therefore it was forgotten. He forgot where he put it and he already had yeyush and therefore it's shalo. But mechetzo v'lefnim harayu shel balabayis. Why? Because even though it's a little bit rusty, it's not a proof that it doesn't belong to the Baal HaBayis, because dafka, if it's very rusty, it's a proof it doesn't belong to the Baal HaBayis. But if it's only a little bit rusty, it's not a proof it doesn't belong to the Baal HaBayis. Sometimes he leaves it there for a shorter amount of time. Now in the Ramban, he writes about Rashi. B'dishasich. When he quotes Rashi, he says Rashi is b'dishasich, and therefore he says only a little bit of shasich when it comes to the new wall. But Rashi actually writes in the Girsa we have, shasich tvei. See, he said it's also talking about where it's very rusty. So then what's the missing in the Rashi in the Sefer? Why in the Rashi? Where it's a kosel yashan, he gets to keep it no matter where it is. And in the seifa, where it's a kosel chadash, he only keeps the outer part. If it's in the outer part, in both cases, it's shasich tfei. So how are we to understand this? So for this, we need to go to the Rush. The Rush writes, "Lotzir l'shasich tfei v'nikar shem yamim rabim hayamunach sham v'filu ha'kosel shana rabbi shal avoyz v'efshu shasich misha she asnu avoyz of sham v'kol mokom kevin da islay l'mitlay dimimosem meroyim hayu." Sham lochse kisav mam meolam reyu shel motzel b'kosel chadash, hainu b'kosel yadua shavosef shel ze, shu ata shelo b'na'u v'lo yatzem yershusem meolam, elhu v'avosef v'edaram b'meolam, mechetzi l'chutz shelo, afilu b'davar sheish bo simen. T'kev n'shasich tvei v'ade n'siyashu abaylim, v'shachu ane tzniyu, tzniyo midelo b'ayla v'akshu v'litlo ze yamim rabim, midid have akufra d'me atzarta, mechetzi l'ofnim shel ba'al ha'bayis, afagav d'shasich derech ba'al ha'bayis, the shasich, the erech baal habayis lanech hafatzev beveis yamim rabim ve'eino misyayish. So we see from this rush that this of shasich tvei is not a siman muchlat, it's not an afterlut siman that it belongs to the Amorites, but rather if it's a kosel yashan that was built before his avos came there, the finder can be tola that it belongs to the Amorites. Efshir d'shasich mishar shenatnu avosiv sham. Ik islay lemitlay. So it could be that it was from the time his avos were there. But islay lemitlay dimos emorayim ayu. We can be tola from the time of the Amorites. Since the Baal HaBayis had nishkin chazaka, as we're hopefully going to explain, and since the motzei is muhsek bo, and there's a suffix if it's shel avos or shel Baal HaBayis or shel Amorim, so he could be told that it belongs to the Amorites and he could take it for himself. But if it's a kotel chadash shivni milayde avos of loitzer mishusa meolam, if it's a new wall and it never went out of his rishus, so it emerges that you can't be told that it belongs to the Amorim. Because it's a new wall. So even though it's shasich tvei and there's a svara that a Baal HaBayis doesn't leave it there for so long, and it belongs to someone else, nevertheless, since we have nothing to be told that, can't say it belongs to the Amorim. So mistama, either the Baal HaBayis or his avos left it there for a long time, had the shasich tvei, until it became very rusty. Even though that's not the derech ha'olam, but here you can't be told in the Amorim. Why not? Because it's a new wall. So mechetzeh lefnim is the belongs to the Baal HaBayis. And after the Rosh says the Bekosel Yashan Lehuchzik Yisrael B'mamon Me'olam, it's an old wall that was never a chazaka. He says, "Mikol Makom came into Israel, the Mitzvah, the Moshe Meraim Hayu, Sham, v'lo Huchzak Yisrael b'Mamon Ma'olam." Ayu Sham Motzi never had a chazak in the money. Chorat Shver, the Mamon is multiple chazkasel. Kosel is his, and it's Munach Bishusel. So the answer is that that chazkas Mamon is a zach, is a thing, is a milsa. It's because a chazaka that what's in a person's hand belongs to him, like the Rosh writes in Bov Metzia Beis Amud Aleph. Chol Davar Shana Rabbi Aradim Chashvin Alei Shehu Shelo. You see in someone's hand, you assume it's his. V'chaim b'shulchan aruch hashin mishpat. Kofam megil sifav. Kol davar metalto shubi ad adam cheskes shu shelo. So that's all where there's no reis in this chazaka. But if a person finds a matmon on a kotel yashan and a chasuf tvei, it looks like it's there for a long time. That's hepach teva olam. They should leave it there for so long, and therefore there's no cheskes mamon shelo, because we have a reis in this chazaka because it's there for so long. Because if it was really his, he would have taken it out. And therefore, in a kosel yashan, the finder gets to keep it for himself. Okay. So Baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya, we have some insight into this sugya. And we should be zoche lachzor v'lishnos perek zeh, to come back and see it again, because it's very, very sweet. What Torah isn't sweet? Shalom, shalom, sweetest and hopeful.